Good morning, Bevan.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're currently here in Sydney for some quality family time, but you are actually based in Germany, where you are playing for the German Handball Bundesliga.
Yeah, I'm playing in the third league, Bundesliga there with Mecklenburg Schwerin.
This is actually a new team for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I had my first season from 2014-15, but I'll be looking to stay on for one season, maybe two seasons more.
Why is there a change of club?
Yeah, I was just looking for a new challenge, and I think it was the right time just to find a new club personally as well.
Is there a difference? Like, you used to be with Altenholz, which is in the Division 2, and now you're with Melkenburg, which is in the Division 3?
Yeah, with Altenholz, we played one season, and I started off in the second Bundesliga there, but afterwards we were playing also in the third league, so when I changed over, we were actually playing in the same league, so it was nice to play against old friends.
So how is it going with your new team?
Yeah, good. We secured our place in the third league, and yeah, we're looking forward to another season there and hopefully climbing up the table. So first season, I've managed to cement myself in the team and be an important player, so I'm looking forward to next season as well.
So are you going to stay there for quite a while?
Yeah, one season, maybe two seasons more. We'll see how things go.
Yeah. You're being hailed as a very valuable player for your German team, but is there any circumstances that you hear German players in your team or in the whole of the Bundesliga league who says, oh, he's an Australian playing for a German team, he shouldn't be playing with us? What do you say or how do you react?
I haven't actually come across people who are saying that. Like, in the German league, it's a very international league. It's one of the best leagues in the world. So there's players from all over the world playing in the German leagues. So I haven't really heard of anything like that. But I don't really respond to anyone that's trying to be negative about my experiences there. I just try to show it on the court that I belong there.
And they love you, I think.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems. Our fans in Altenholz and in Schwerin, they were very welcoming and very accepting of me. And I've had some good times there.
Yeah. You're the most popular handball player Australia has ever produced with Filipino-Australian descent. But you currently play for Germany. How does this imply for handball in Australia, though we know that handball is still being played in Australia?
Yeah, it's still being developed here, but it's possible for Australian players to play in Europe. It's not impossible. It's definitely hard work, but you know, if they work hard enough, then it's definitely within reach.
Yeah, you're making a name in Germany or in the Bundesliga. How about the situation of handball in Australia? How can you describe it?
Yeah, it's still being played at amateur level here. There's definitely players that want to play it a bit more seriously. We've still got our state competitions and, yeah, our development being headed by Claire Dennelly. She's doing a good job trying to get the young guys playing again in our school systems. But it's definitely challenging trying to hold on to the youth in our sport.
Yeah. Are you coming back to Australia to play handball at all?
Yeah, it's definitely in the back of my mind. It's just a question of when.
Yeah. Are you playing for the national team for the Emerging World IHF that is coming? Are you playing against Germany?
Germany will not be present at this tournament. It's called the Emerging Nations Tournament. So it's all countries that are pretty much in the same situation as Australia. Just trying to get handball more noticed in our nations. We're actually in our group. We're playing against Armenia and Great Britain. So I'm looking forward to see how we play against teams at our own level.
Yeah, this is happening by the end of June, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening from the 20th to the 27th June.
Are you going to be the captain of the Australian team?
The captain hasn't been named yet, but I was the captain of in the last tournament at the World Championships in Spain, and if they ask me again to take the role, I'll definitely take it on.
Yeah. Are you concerned that someone in Australia will follow in your footsteps?
I certainly hope so. If I inspire just a few players to try it out, then I'm happy for them that they've got the courage to do it.
Yeah. On a lighter note, how's your German? Or should I ask, have you given up being an Australian?
I will never give up being an Australian, but my German's pretty good. It's not fluent, but I can do everything I want to do there and just be a normal person. So I have no problems living a normal life there.
So you can speak secretly from your mom?
I can. But my mom can speak secretly from me because I don't know much Tagalog.
Yeah. Speaking of Tagalog, you recently were in the Philippines with your mom and your family. Did you have a chance to check or promote handball playing in the Philippines?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see any handball, but I was able to do an interview there and just promote handball a bit more in the Philippines.
Yeah. What do you think? Is there a chance of handball being played in the Philippines?
I think once it gets a bit more media attention or some way to promote it, I think it'd be widely accepted because it's a very exciting sport, and I think it's something that the Philippines could actually be very good at.
Maybe if you go to the Philippines and bring your team.
Maybe do a promo tour. We'll
yeah, thank you very much, Biban.
Yeah, salamat.
Salamat.